B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's Boston's most listened to afternoon radio program. Vulgar and Mass.
You need a little bit of fat in there for flavor.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
5 seconds left of the 5-on-3. Marchand shoots, he scores! Marchand skates into the far circle, shoots, scores! Brad Marchand with the empty netter. Tony D'Angelo threw his stick at him. Bruins 5, Canes 2.
Well, you know you can't throw your stick across the ice.
Yeah, is that right? That's going to be a goal anyway, so it counts. I'd rather have knock off the puck just to, you know, if it knocks off his stick, it's going to count as a goal anyway. So you'd rather see it go in the net or go wide. It's it is what it is. I don't really, it doesn't bother me very much that I can't do it.
What was going on with you and Marchand there?
Nothing, just playoff hockey. All good.
I didn't even know he was around. He kind of came out of nowhere, so there wasn't really much of one. Just saying hi. That was your Mother's Day. I mean, if you can't play in these games and, you know, kind of what are you playing for? This is what we love and always loved, and so I think that's just kind of it. You know, there's no better time to be at home and in a game like this where the stakes are high and you have everybody. Because it's not just, you know, your dreams, and it's your whole team's, the organization, it's the whole city that you kind of see come out in these situations.
All right, the Tony D'Angelo, Brad Marchand interplay. A big story heading into tonight, something to watch. Can they stay under Tony D'Angelo's skin? Brad Marchand waking up, obviously a big part of your weekend and winning on Sunday to force the game 5 here tonight. Or have it be 2-2 anyway, heading into tonight. So that's a way to get us into a little more Bruins this hour. We've been doing it all day, so we continue with your Bruins thoughts, your Celtics thoughts, any Red Sox spillover, the Tom Brady news headed to Fox. And a very interesting thing just came across the interwebs, as we were alerted to by an emailer of ours on the show. And it is accurate. This is a blue check mark and a real thing. But Matt Porter, the Boston Globe Bruins writer, was apparently standing outside the arena in Carolina just now, talking on the phone, doing a radio hit. And in walks Charlie McAvoy with a picture of McAvoy.
Wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's wearing a mask. But McAvoy walked into PNC Arena via a car service.
Correct.
What do we make of this, fellas?
Well, so if he's got COVID, he can't travel with the team, right? I mean, he's not going to be on the flight. He's not going to be on the team bus. And he took a car service. Who just said that? Mike or Murray? So
I did. Car
okay.
Service.
Yeah. So, but if he can't play, why is he there at all?
That's the obvious question. If he's ruled out, can't play in protocol, why would he go on his own to watch in person? There's no...
He's got to be playing. He must have taken like 3 tests today. Negative, negative, negative. Feels better. He's going to play, right? Like, as long as you test negative, can you play?
The stories say that a positive COVID test is 5 days out, so that would put it at Thursday he can practice, and he has to be a negative test to play Thursday night game 6.
But no, that's right. Here, that's though. Thursday. Here. Why is he down there? Why would he fly down there?
Good question.
To not play?
Good
Maybe
question.
There's a false positive, and they're trying to prove it.
So, well, this is what, you know, we're poking around with. So what does that mean? Was he really not positive? Is it a false positive? They somehow worm that out? They somehow weasel that thing? You know, I love Cassie's comments, and I've mentioned this too, about he's like, yeah, you know, I don't know what the protocol's all. They just tell me when he's ready, and, you know, when he's ready, he's right. You liar. Of course you know the protocol. Of course you know. He's your best player. He's your most important player. You have no idea when he could come back or how he comes back or what the protocols are to come back. You know all of it. You need him. Your job might be depending on it. Of course you know. But I think when I heard him say that, they're trying to weasel it. They're trying to worm it. They're trying to whatever. And I blame them not one bit.
Gamesmanship.
Meaning what there?
Well, messing with Carolina, too. Maybe they've known he had a chance to play in Game 5 all along. Maybe they've been dinking around. I don't know. Like, all I know is typically with the COVID protocol stuff. Isn't there something in there about if you test negative twice in 48 hours, you can play? Like, so once you have it.
But I thought that was after 5 days. I don't know what it is. I don't really care.
What if he's symptom free? What if he was symptom free?
I don't know.
Maybe it was regular flu.
I don't know. And I don't care to go down the wormhole of all the protocols. Whatever they are, they are. Is there a chance that Charlie McAvoy plays tonight?
Yeah, maybe he got the whiz in
it. Listen.
You don't go all that way for nothing.
Why would he fly down there?
I don't think he's down there to just sit on the equivalent of the ninth floor and eat popcorn.
And by the way, that would be stupid. Especially if he has it and he has to be protected from the team and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Why would you fly him down there? Why would he fly down there?
Oh, I love this. Now my whole vibe is changing. Oh, I love it.
All right, love it.
You're all horned up for a win now? Is that what you're saying?
I got a chubby for Charlie.
I'm sure other people are going to be on this, so we'll give you details as they come across. Are you on the internet there, Murray?
Yeah,
you on the Twitter? Okay,
yeah.
You do that thing.
We got people on the ground there, too.
Charlie McAvoy's in the building. That's all I can tell you. Charlie McAvoy's in the building. And if he's there to watch, that's about the top 10 dumbest things I've ever heard.
There's no way he's there to watch if he's testing positive for COVID.
Why would he be down there to watch?
Unless they're looking to infect the Hurricanes locker room. Send Charlie in there. Kamikaze style.
All right, back to your phones. Here is Mike and Southie. Go ahead, Mike.
I don't know what's got me more excited, the chubby for Charlie or the erection line. This is awesome. But on a more somber note, what's with Eric Holloway? He's a ghost. Played about 4 minutes last game. That's terrible.
Okay, was it four? I don't know, but I don't know. It felt to me like Taylor Hall was going down there in Carolina when they still had Pastrnak. But it's, you know, when you take away David Pastrnak from a center, I don't think you're going to get as much out of the center. Just call me crazy.
I mean, I think it's that simple. How much did you notice Hall in the last game? I didn't notice him as much either.
Exactly.
I mean, he's the guy you should focus on. If you're not noticing Hall, you're not going to notice Howler.
This is the give and take of what they're doing there on that line. Dexter in the car on the Celts. Go ahead, Dexter.
Hey, guys. I just got out of an exhilarating 9-hour work training. Check my phone. Felger, Maz, Murray, and Dexter get 10 more years of Brady, and now McAvoy shows up in Carolina. I'm usually pretty negative, and I'm about to go full Zolak unicorn in my pants.
Got an
I'm
update.
I'm about to lose my mind. Hit me with it, Murray. I need it.
All right. Emily Kaplan, blue checkmark of ESPN, just tweeted, saw Charlie McAvoy walk into PNC Arena in Raleigh wearing an N95 mask, suggesting he cleared COVID protocols. I was told Bruins ownership arranged a private jet for him to come to Raleigh, and he is expected to take warm-ups. He's playing.
Jerry flipped for a private plane?
Love it!
Say what?
He's playing.
On what planet does Jacobs flip for a private jet?
He's cleared protocol.
He's in.
Well, there's more stuff to be sold for extra playoff games.
He's in.
That's why.
He's in. You know, he just him walking into the building was enough. He's in.
If they were down 3-1, he wasn't going to make the trip. Yeah.
or also, what, was the JetBlue into Raleigh sold out? Like, I can't believe they didn't put him on the old Frontier Air. Jerry Jacobs has a private plane for his players? Did he even know who they are? They said, Mr. Jacobs, Charlie McAvoy can play on it. We need a private plane for him. I know you. I can tell you exactly now what Jerry Jacobs said when he heard that. Who's Charlie McAvoy again? Either way, here we go. I kid. I make fun.
With the cost of fuel? No way.
Boss wants to talk to you next segment.
Knock on my door.
Oh, see, this is the kind of drama I love from the postseason, though. Chubby Charlie shows up on a private jet. For game 5. Don't you love that?
Let's do this properly, Jimmy. Hit a button. Do it.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Again, to reiterate, from Emily Kaplan, ESPN hockey reporter, just tweeting, saw Charlie McAvoy walk into PNC Arena in Raleigh wearing an N95 mask, suggesting he cleared COVID protocols. She was told Bruins ownership arranged a private jet for McAvoy to come to Raleigh, and he is expected to take warm-ups.
Yeah. So I remember I was...
Emily Kaplan saw Charlie McAvoy walk in after Matt Porter tweeted it.
Yeah, no, so I mean, we'll just see. Matt Porter was the first to see him walk in the building. But that other detail, the private jet and clearing COVID protocols, here we are. Charlie McAvoy is going to play tonight. There's your breaking news. How did he clear protocols? was like 2 days after he got it. I was in the Bahamas over Christmas, and they had to give you the test for you to leave. And if you had COVID, they would keep you on their dime in the hotel room for like 5 days or whatever. So you should have seen that test getting off that island. It was like, okay, you're fine. Now you may go.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't even stick the swab in there. You just, it's a passing blow from that swab. It didn't go far in your nose at all.
Oh, good. I'm happy to hear that because I'm going to Aruba in September and I'm like terrified of getting trapped there.
Oh, they don't want to catch you.
Good.
They don't want to catch you. It's a fake test. Fake test.
I need that kind of info.
So, yeah. Oh, but trust me, they don't want you any more than you want to stay.
And unlike Canada, you can't drive out of Aruba.
Yeah. So, whatever sort of fake testing they did on McAvoy, they did it. And why is he still wearing the N95?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure it's a protocol.
But why, if he doesn't have it, why does he have the mask?
Because he tested positive, and that's the rule.
But I'd sort of be like, if I were a teammate, I'd be like, nice to see you, Charlie. Well, you get dressed over there.
Oh, I'm sure he is in a separate locker room. Don't surprise me in the least bit.
Go breathe on D'Angelo.
Yep.
First thing.
Here's Kevin Paul DuPont of the Globe saying, per at Matty Sports, who's Matt Porter, sighting of McAvoy just now in North Carolina. Don't be surprised if 73 suits up tonight for Game 5.
Oh, this is great. This is great. Get him to breathe on A-ho. Like, and Jordan Stahl while you're
D'Angelo's
at it.
D'Angelo's the first one.
Seriously,
right over there.
Get nice and tight with those guys in the corner. I'd even jump on their bench. I'd think about that.
So I knew when Cassie was being cagey about it. Like, I don't know. They tell me, I'm like, you liar. You're doing this because you don't want to commit and then have him come. He said, I don't know. They tell me when he's ready. Because you knew you wanted him back sooner than Thursday or Game 7 or whatever. You were trying to figure out whatever path you had to get him back as soon as possible. You keep that open. And they found some sort of path for Charlie McAvoy to come back.
So what's next? We're going to hear Hampus Lindholm is being sent down in a fungwa or something?
No, he flew down in a helicopter.
that one I wondered earlier. Like, it sounded like he was cleared. He practiced yesterday without the jersey.
Lindholm, you mean?
Lindholm, yeah. So I don't know if he's clear and he's still not feeling right or whatever. I'm still worried about that guy, like overall, the whole thing.
McAvoy will get Grizzlick?
Yeah, McAvoy, Grizzlick for sure.
And get Josh Brown the hell off that, whatever line you got him on.
Carlo Riley, you know, Carlo needs the left shot, I think. Do I have that right?
Yeah, and Forbort on the third pair.
Forbort and Clifton have been good.
Like, they have been good.
Those two have figured it out. I mean, you know, as much as they can, as limited as they are, those two have a little something. So that's it. It's Carlo Riley on the second pair. It still sucks. Your D still blows. Here's the good news, the breaking news is McAvoy's there. Here's the other side of the story. Your defense still sucks. It's just really not that good still.
I think they're going to lose 4-1 instead of 5-1.
All right. McAvoy back in the lineup for the Bruins tonight. How do you like them apples? Back to your calls right after.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is purely a take that exists in my head.
Getting into your head.
Tell you what's in our head.
With hot sports takes.
And we share it with you.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Vinny Trocheck, DeBrusk, far circle, walks in. Set toward the net, they score. Vinny Trocheck, DeBrusk, far circle, walks in. Center coil, he scores! Swayman, the same rebound. Swayman, what a stop! Stuck on the right pad. Denied Niederreiter.
That's huge.
Marchand fires. He scores! Pastrnak shoots. He scores! Top shelf. Short side. 3-1 Bruins. Niederreiter trying to dig it out with 5. We've got ourselves a series. Out at center ice, Coyle got a piece of it. The horn is going to sound. Your final here tonight, Bruins 4, Hurricanes 2, and this series is on serve. Carolina with a 2-1 lead.
As the Bruins took the ice, we got late word that Charlie McAvoy is out. He's been entered into COVID protocol.
Up the middle, Domi brings it in. Passes on left wing, Stahl. Returns another slot. It's fired. They score. Sent out in front. They score! The captain, Patrice Bergeron. D'Angelo swings it out in front. They score. The forecheck generates a goal. It's Stahl who wires it in. Sent out in front of Bank Shot. Ronta doesn't know where it is. They score! And Jake DeBrus pounced on it and buried it. 5 seconds left of the 5-on-3. Marchand shoots. He scores! Pastrnak, he scores! Schutz scores! Brad Marchand with the empty netter. Tony DeAngelo threw his stick at him. Bruins 5, Canes 2. And this series is tied at 2 games apiece. Your final here in Game 4, Bruins 5, Hurricanes 2.
You know, we've played well on the road all year, so I don't believe our guys would be worried about that. It's just, you know, we know what they can bring and got it to even, but that's it. That's all we're going to enjoy today, mostly because it's Mother's Day. We should appreciate our mothers, but it's back to work tomorrow.
Look back at games 3 and 4, which the Bruins survived without Charlie McAvoy in game 4 anyway. COVID protocol entered on Sunday, 2 days ago. Everything that you read or was reported that the NHL COVID protocols called for a 5-day absence and can only return upon 2 negative tests. Now it is Tuesday evening and he's back. I don't know how this happened. I don't care how it happened. But Charlie McAvoy has reportedly cleared COVID protocols. Jeremy Jacobs, of all things, sent his private jet with him down to Carolina, and McAvoy arrived at the arena a short time ago and will be in the lineup tonight for the Bruins against the Hurricanes.
Yeah, Matt Porter from the Boston Globe 8 minutes ago. I'm told Charlie McAvoy has cleared protocol and will play.
So I'm sure someone will explain to me how he cleared protocol. I frankly don't care how he cleared protocol. I'm sure they fudged it in some way.
Yeah, they just said he actually had it on Thursday. That's all. And so do the
math
from
there. And then 2 negative tests 24 hours apart.
Something like that. So he played Friday with COVID and they just didn't know it.
Yeah, that's all.
And that's what they can do. They can go do that thing.
COVID protocols can be maneuvered, as we all know.
Seriously, they had someone else pee in the proverbial cup, so to speak. That's what they did. But Chubby Charlie's playing Chucks in Carolina.
Okay,
that is awesome.
Back to your phones. Here's Jake in the suburbs. Go, Jake.
Hey, what's up, guys? I heard actually Kraft called up Jacobs after the second period, 75-second. Zone time that scored the goal to take the lead and send him the private jet. But, comment about Nick Foligno, I think, you know, we've been handed the comments that he's, you know, the leader and whatnot. $3.8 million. These are the games that he needs to show up. That fourth line's been good. I want him to score a goal.
Okay, babe. I'm not holding my breath on old Foligno there.
It's amazing how many Foligno calls we get.
Yeah, they're mostly negative. And for good reason.
Yeah, I get it. But, like, I'm not even wasting my time on him.
It's just a bit. He's just a bit piece.
Seriously.
And they overpaid for him. So, yeah, bad contract, I suppose. But just a non-factor to
me. I mean, if you're harping on Nick Foligno, you're porked. Like, if you're banking on him, seriously, you're done.
We've got Andrew in Arlington. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, guys. How's it going? With the Celtics 2 wins and this playoff series, they were missing a key guy. Game 2 was Marcus Smart, and then game 4 was Robert Williams. Do you think there's any sort of coincidence with that? And, you know, I'm seeing that Robert Williams is questionable on the injury report. Would you play him tomorrow night?
If he's ready and he's cleared, absolutely. I think it just shows how deep you are and how good you are. And I, you know, frankly, would just take a second here to say kind of the same thing about the Bucks. They're without their second best player, and the series is even. And I don't know, like the Bucks are pretty big underdogs going into the thing because of that. And they've played you to a draw to this point. So you can survive your guys being out for a short amount of time. And because the teams are good and the existing players that remain are excellent, top of the league kind of players. And that's all that says. In the long run, can the Bucks win a title without Middleton or you go all the way without Rob Williams? I don't know, maybe not. But for a given night or a week, I think both teams have kind of proved they can survive. Now, who can, you know, I think the Bucks are hurt more by their guy than you've been hurt by your guys. But in a short sample, any given night, yeah, I think you're fine without those players.
Absolutely.
We've got Sam in Ipswich. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
So I consider myself equally a Celtic Bruins fan, and I've been really struggling to figure out, you know, if one of them won the championship, which one would be more significant at this point. I mean, you have the Bruins, you know, that sort of old guard, Bergeron, Marchand, you know, that would certainly, you know, bookend their careers. But then at the same time, you know, Celtics win a championship here, then, you know, we're talking the next, you know, 5-10 years of multiple championships. I want to get your thoughts on, you know, which championship would be more.
Okay, Sam, thanks for the call. I don't mean to dump on you, but it's the exact kind of cross-sport topic I despise. Which championship is more important, Bruins or Celtics?
I mean, I lean...
It depends what you're a fan of.
Well, of course, I lean Bruins because I don't think they have many cracks left with this group.
Mm-hmm.
And look, with the Celtics, you could say the same thing if, you know, they trade off someone or... But they are younger.
Yeah, there's more time for the Celtics. But if the Bruins win, it finally makes that Bergeron thing more bona fide. Like, they should have another one. We felt like they left one on the table, right? So it's more important to the Bruins.
But I will say I'll be more pissed at the Celtics.
They lose?
Yeah, well, I think they're in a better spot. Like, they're in a better position to win it than the Bruins are. So I feel like they have a better opportunity. Like, with all due respect to the caller, I don't view them as equals right now. I'm surprised the Bruins are still alive on some level.
The Celtics are a title favorite.
Yes.
I mean, look at the Vegas odds. They are the odds-on favorite to win the championship. I don't know if it's Vegas odds or the metric ratings that they have, you know, but, you know, there's been analysts out there who've had the Celtics as a NBA favorite now for a month. 538 and you know, that crew, the analytics crew. And in Vegas, they're like right there. So I think the expectations are higher on the Celtics. They should be. It could be their time. This is the end of that Bergeron time. Should make it a great, great story. But it depends, you know, which way you swing. Swing hockey or swing basketball. That's what's more important to you. We've got Bo and Saugus. Go ahead, Bo.
Yeah, two things. First of all, Maz, I don't think you realize this Chubby for Charlie has legs. And I had a vivid image of the Slapshot fan bus with a bunch of people driving down to Charlotte in Chubby for Charlie tank tops to see the game. So you guys should market that if you can. Secondly, you know, the NBA, I'm a fair-weather NBA fan, but the Euro step, in my opinion, is part of the reason why you get this block charge debate all the time.
No, it's not.
Because Giannis...
No, it's not. The block charge comes from teams that want to take the charge. That's what it's from, whether you take one step or two step or three. Do you have a guy that's willing to step in there and take the charge and put it on the ref's shoulders? And you do it as well or as badly, however you want to look at that, as anyone. And so, in Giannis's case, it's maybe your only line of defense is to stand in there and take the charge. It just devolves the game. And Smart going on Giannis is just going to make it worse. You watch.
Definitely.
It's going to be painful.
I'm laughing at the whole Euro step thing because... did you see Lopez last night change pivot feet?
Yeah, and they called him on it.
Okay, and he's looking at the refs going like...
You got to be kidding me.
Giannis did this the other day. He alley-ooped it off the backboard. You let him do it. How come I don't get to do it? The answer is because you suck. That's why, because nobody comes to see you. So that's why you don't get to do it.
But no one thought they'd call that. Even Horford, when he blew the whistle, I think Horford was on him. Horford looked around like...
You're kidding me, right?
Yeah. You're going to call that? Oh, that's awesome.
He did. He totally changed pivot feet. All of a sudden, he was spinning around the other side of the lane.
Freaking lurch. That guy. John and Lynn. Go ahead, John. I said John and Lynn. You're on the air.
Yeah, John and Whitman. I don't know about John
okay,
and Lynn.
John and Whitman. You're up.
Hey, Falky. I'm just having a great time listening to you whining about the refs. It's awesome. At least the green team is up front, but the deer team is, oh, my God. You guys are unbelievable. 15,000 jamokes outside the stadium watching a game. Really? Come on.
What's wrong with the Deer District? I think it's kind of cute down there.
Mm. Didn't they do that in front of Hurricanes on Game 7 a few years back?
What's wrong with a good little street party?
They do it in Toronto, too. I love it.
We don't have much going on there. Will you give us the Deer District already?
No, you have nothing going on.
There's nothing else to do.
It's not much. You have zero.
What else are we going to do?
I didn't even know there was. Is that a lake or something in Milwaukee? What is that?
You're not serious with that question,
are
you?
Is that Lake Michigan? What is that?
You're not serious with that question.
I don't know what it is.
What do you mean you don't know what it is?
It's one of the Great Lakes, I presume.
Get out. Leave the studio now.
Oh, sorry for not knowing the geography of Milwaukee.
Mass! Have you been to Milwaukee?
Yeah, but not in a long time.
Were you like oil can boy? They put this stadium next to the ocean? What's the matter with you?
Well, Chicago, I know, because Chicago's a
real
city.
We're right there. We're right next to them. What do you think that body of water is?
Well, I guess now that you mention it, that makes sense.
What do you think that is?
I think
that's the Indian Ocean there?
I guess I didn't know either now that I'm thinking about it.
What do you?
All I remember is that Harley Davidson factory.
No, because you know why? They showed a couple pretty shots of the waterfront.
They did.
Which is a really pretty nice little waterfront.
Except nobody goes there.
The shores of Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah. You all think it's like a pond. Can you see across that thing? I get that all the time, too.
Why, Murray, you don't vacation in Milwaukee?
I did once, actually.
Freaking massholes. It's not some pond. It's Lake Michigan.
Yeah, I thought it was a reservoir.
Here's an update with Big Jim. Couple more. No, one more segment from you people.
It's a retention.
I've had enough of you people. We've got, by the way, programming note, the off-air show, me and Murray, comes your way at 6:05 on Facebook Live. Okay, we'll swear our faces off there. At 6:05 and give you whatever you want, whatever sort of off-topic, grab-assy kind of thing. I don't know. What do you want to talk about, Murray?
Maybe more on this Brady deal to Fox.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Concert you're going to
I'm
tonight.
Going to see John Mayer tonight. Is that... I can't use the word. Even on Facebook Live, I'm not going to use the word.
No, that'll get you into trouble.
Yeah, I'm taking my 18-year-old daughter. Does that make it better? Taking my high school senior daughter and her boyfriend.
Yeah, that's
to John Mayer. Does that give me some cover?
That's very nice of you.
What if I just wanted to go on my own? Because I kind of just want to go on my own.
No, if you like, we like what
well,
you
okay,
like.
Okay, so we'll discuss that. Exactly. As I think he wrote, you love who you love. So maybe we can discuss that on the that's the off-air show. So that sort of grab-ass comes your way at 6:05.
Not the lightning round coming up next?
6:05 on Facebook Live. Lightning round comes your way right after Big Jim Murray gets you updated.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Popular afternoon radio show in Boston.
I don't want to know what this means.
Felger and Mazz.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. Like, what? I don't know what that is.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
To me, Charlie McAvoy doesn't go anywhere.
I got to think he's playing. Yeah.
So he's probably playing.
I got to think he's playing. I don't think he's wearing that N95 mask on the ice. But that would be something new we haven't seen yet during the pandemic era.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think that if he's been cleared to be allowed to be around, to take a trip to Carolina, to be there, I would think that he is going to make every effort to play tonight. So that's great news for the Boston Bruins. I'll be curious to see what Bruce Cassidy decides to do. Does he go with an 11-7 look that has been relatively popular, even when there aren't injury or illness issues with teams during the postseason? So that's great news if he can actually go.
Who knows? And yeah, if he's in warm-up, he's playing. You're absolutely right. There's no doubt in my mind. He's not taking a private jet
yet
to Carolina if Charlie McAvoy didn't tell him, I can go. I'm ready to lace him up and be part of game five, and obviously should be a big help to the Bruins, although did a terrific job without their top two guys on the back end in game four. So McAvoy will just add to that.
Big news. McAvoy's back. They flew him down. Jacobs flew him down in a private jet. That, to me, still remains the most remarkable part of the story. Sure, Cam Neely, because Jacobs has gotten a little better in his old age. Back when Neely played, or Sweeney, when those guys were playing, they must get a good chuckle out of that. You mean he flipped for a private plane? Are you kidding me? He made us ride buses when we were playing. For Pete's sake.
Or maybe they just never said the last name and he thought it was his son. Hey, Charlie needs a plane down to Raleigh. Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good one. Good strategy. Good theory, Murray.
Well, what a dramatic entrance that is.
No, if we're nearly in the 80s, Jacobs would have told him to take a horse down there.
Again, it's the Jacobs I know is Mr. Jacobs. Charlie McAvoy needs a plane to get down to the game in time. I don't know about that. And who's Charlie McAvoy? That's a Jerry Jacobs I know. But again, I kid. Here we go. You just got to, you know, I still think the Bruins are behind the eight ball here.
Me
look,
too.
They had McAvoy and Lindholm in the lineup in games one and two down there, and they got poleaxed. So, you know, your decor tonight still has Forsberg out there, and I know he proved a lot with those block shots in game three, but, you know, certainly no spring, certainly no light of foot there. Quick defenseman that can keep up with Carolina. You still got Forsberg out there. You still got Grizzly Carlo. You still got Mike Riley. You still got a decor that's a little shaky. So, you know, I still think you're decided underdogs, but must be quite a lift there to be getting dressed in the locker room there in PNC, and all of a sudden McAvoy walks in. Must be a nice little moment there for the boys.
Oh, definitely. Look, and I'll jump back to something you said earlier about, you know, in a game like this now, it's best of three, your game five, nut cutting time, that first goal. What if McAvoy factors in it, let alone score it? Like, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh, that'll tighten up the Hurricanes.
Oh, my gosh, the potential for all kinds of stuff. Again, Carolina scored the first goal in all four games. They have led all four games right out of the chute. So, you know, it would be, it does feel like the Bruins have been, you know, or Carolina has been a different team with having to chase a little bit instead of being in control of the game all the time. Much easier to play from in front of a series, let alone a game.
Okay, final segment of your wonderful phone calls. Open line at 617-779-0985. If you want to grab it, TJ in Middleton has just jumped on the breaking news. Go ahead, TJ.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So, big thing with that is that it's great to see McAvoy in, and I think that it's going to be a close game tonight. But, I got Carolina taking it tonight, but, you know, it's going to be a good game, and hopefully Swayman has another great game. Thanks, guys.
Okay. I don't know. Do we have odds? Can you look that up quickly, Murray? I'm sure Carolina should be favored, I guess.
Got to be.
I would favor them. I still expect Carolina to win, but I expected Carolina to win over the weekend. So what the hell do I know? If you can score first and just get them talking to themselves a little bit, that would be a nice little change. Ramp up that pressure on them. See if you can quiet the natives down there in that building down there. Tom and Quincy's been waiting on the Red Sox. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys? I know I'll keep this quick. I'll say one thing, going back to what Matt said earlier, taking a lot of Foligno calls. That's how bad the Sox suck right now, is you get more Foligno calls than Sox calls. However, you can't crap on the people that aren't calling necessarily, because some of them probably can't get through because they want to talk Sox. I, however, will continue to call in and rip this team top to bottom when they suck as bad as they do right now. So I will never fail you guys on the call that way.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, they deserve to be ripped. Again, 10-19, Cora shaved his beard. I don't know.
Oh, by the way, I know this sounds stupid. Good move.
And he looked weird with the beard.
Definitely a good move.
He didn't look like the same guy.
Oh, I thought he looked hot. And I don't mind saying that. I thought he looked good with the beard.
It just didn't look like him. I'm used to him just being clean shaven.
I know. I think it trimmed him out a little bit. He can be a little pudgy, a little soft. I thought the beard, every time I had to do a double take, like, who's that? Oh, yeah, Alex. That looks good, dude. I thought he looked good with the beard.
Who's the silver daddy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually.
See, but
that's
I consider him to be a younger manager, not an older one. I didn't like the look.
I thought it looked good. What can I tell you? But shave it. Whatever the Red Sox are doing now, do that. Shave it. Grow it. If you don't have a beard, grow one. If you have one, shave it. Whatever it is. Change your socks. Don't change, you know, like they need to just change whatever juju that they've got going on right now.
I'm just not sure the face is the only thing that's going to cut it. If I were him, I'd shave my whole body.
Bruins plus 120, Hurricanes minus 145 on the money line.
They're still underdogs tonight, as they should be.
Definitely.
Jim and Needham. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey there. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to say something about that fourth line there. I think they've been playing really well since Wags came back. I think he, you know, makes a difference keeping that puck down in Carolina's zone. And his hits are also very welcome.
I think that fourth line's giving you a little bit of grind that you lacked. And just a little. It's not on par with, you know, the great fourth line of the Cup team, or, you know, like it used to be. But I think those guys have held their own anyway.
Yes.
I mean, I guess I'll look at it. I don't think they've given up a goal. I don't think they gave up a goal in the two games. If they did, forgive me. But so that's given you a little something. But that's hardly like a driver. I don't know. I think those days of that fourth line driving you anyway are kind of gone. Owen in Worcester. Go ahead, Owen.
Yeah, D'Angelo's talking trash about TD Garden and I got to say he's not lying. PNC has a lot more energy.
Agreed.
I haven't been to PNC. I cover the team. They played in effing Greenville or something. So I haven't been there. But I was in the Garden on Sunday, and it was a great, tremendous Boston Bruin afternoon.
I thought in both games, Friday night and on Sunday, it was coming through the television. That place was rocking.
The building was...
There's no panic in our locker room. 2-2 series. We're back in front of a much louder building than was in Boston, so we'll be fine.
Okay. The Garden's not the loudest building, and I don't know what to tell you. The atmosphere on Sunday, the place was jumping. It was outstanding. So is it as loud or louder than PNC? I don't know. Do you care? What does it matter?
I'm just telling you, I think games 1 and 2 in Carolina were off the charts.
They seemed wild down there.
Off the charts.
It's true.
So just deal with the fact that their building's louder. Who cares? Doesn't mean they're going to win the game.
And I would say, generally speaking, the Celtics fan is louder than the Bruins fan. I think the building gets a little louder for Celtics games than Bruins games, which, again, Celtics fans are happier. They're always cheering. This is the deal. The Bruins fan is kind of miserable. So half the time, the Bruins fan is actually chirping, carping about the team and not just cheering. JB for three! Whee! They're not doing that with the Bruins. They're kind of bitching about the team half the time. That's why I like them better. Stanley and Taunton. Go ahead, Stanley.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, Solger, I was right.
Fans are happier.
Oops, sorry about that. I was right about yesterday about how Jason Tatum needed to attack the basket. Second, Al Horford was supposed to be traded back to Boston. If you didn't know, it was rumored that he was supposed to be traded back to Boston last spring before the playoffs. Third, what's up with Giannis doing what D-Wade did to Rajon Rondo, filling up players and throwing them to the ground, or even just trying to injure them altogether, but for some reason he's a nice guy? I don't get that.
I don't get what you're even talking about on that last piece. What was the second thing that he said?
I don't know.
He was annoying, right?
No, I don't.
Giannis feeling up players and taking them to the ground. Is he talking about the thing that when him and Smart got tangled up?
I can smell your true.
Full.
Your full diaper. Stinky poo.
Babies.
I can smell your full diaper. What he did, there's one, the second thing I wanted to hit on, and it just immediately went into my brain
the
and
Horford
out of my brain.
Horford thing?
Horford. Oh! So he's trying to say there was some sort of masterstroke intent to bring back Al Horford. If you had traded for him last spring at the time you're talking about, I'd give you credit for it. But this whole thing, I think we're feeling a fair amount of revisionist history now, where Brad Stevens targeted Al Horford and brought in Al Horford and was smart enough to bring in Al Horford and was the only one willing to pay the price to bring in Al Horford. And look at how smart this move was, which is not how I remember it. I remember it being you needing to unload Kemba Walker and only one team being willing out there to take on his bad contract. And for you to get rid of the bad contract of Kemba Walker, you had to give up a first-round pick and assume the bad money on Al Horford, which immediately everyone said you'll buy him out after a year and that's how you'll get out of that.
They still might.
Right, exactly. So it's like, just keeps it real, shall we? It wasn't one step ahead. It wasn't chess versus checkers. It was a stroke of good fortune that Al Horford had more in the tank than any of us thought, than they thought.
Than you thought.
Than I thought, you thought, we thought, everyone thought.
I believed in Al.
I'm telling you, if the Cleveland Cavaliers, if the Sacramento Kings, if the Milwaukee Admirals and the IHL had given you the best deal to get rid of Kemba Walker's contract, that's who you would have dealt him to.
And then dealt for Horford.
I don't believe that. If they would have dealt for Horford, they just would have dealt for Horford.
I think Danny was a no and Brad was a yes.
I feel this is revisionist history. Then why didn't they just... Oh, so you're saying Brad couldn't have done it last spring because he wasn't in charge.
That's correct.
I see. Well, we're really rewriting it now, aren't we?
That's what I do.
Well, that's okay.
Someone wants Game 7 tickets.
Melgi, you want to sit courtside, sip wine with me?
They don't put me down there. I'm in the nosebleeds.
That trade was a headache for a headache, and you got a bottle of Advil back in addition to Horford. That's what that was.
Final word.
Horford.
Final word.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go, Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Nobody, Jimmy.
You want to plug the off-air show again here?
Off-air show coming your way in T-minus 8 minutes, 6:05, maybe even a little earlier, providing Murray doesn't have to take a leak beforehand.
I'll hold it.
Facebook Live, myself and Murray, 20 minutes of solid behind-the-scenes content. Give us a tweet question. Get on that thing and send us questions. We'll answer them.
All right. Another day, another Felger and Maz featuring math being butchered. Hit it, Jimmy.
Mike, in the early part of the series, Drew Holiday was a big factor. In the last two games, he has shot 16 for 52. 16 for 52. That's total now.
33%?
Less, 28.
I tried, Murray.
Yeah.
I thought I would get that one. If it's in the 50s, you just double it.
At this point, they just don't even bother.
17 of 51 would be 33%. So 16 of 52 is a little bit lower. He comes in at 28.8. It's actually 29%.
I'm going to check your mouth on that. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. So I'm just telling you that there's no second option right now. There is none.
So I was just doing the math. It's just under 31%. 16 of 52?
Yeah.
I have an answer to that, Maz. What's sustainable other than Giannis? I think Lopez down low. It felt like every single time, anytime that Milwaukee passed down there, it was a basket or a foul. And so,
okay,
to me, I think that he should be averaging like mid-20s per game.
I don't think it's Lopez. Lopez and the Bucks took advantage of the Celtics' small lineup last night. The Celts went small at the end of the game. Never mind, Rob Williams is out. So they just have one less big. Yes, Maz, you're smirking?
I'm smirking because 16 for 52 is just under 31%.
Thank you.
I even got it wrong on a calculator.
I love it. I got one. Boom. I
think we'd learn.
It is amazing.
Seriously, I used a freaking calculator and I still got it wrong. I got it wrong. I don't know how I got it wrong. My fat fingers must have hit one of the wrong numbers or something. Like 16 for 53 or 16 for 54.
What does it matter whether it's 30.7 or 28 or 30? It just doesn't matter. Right. He wasn't hitting his shots. That's all we have to say.
The only thing that matters is that we were wrong.
But we were
wrong
on the number for some reason. That's a real issue on this program. All right, Maz, what do you got coming up on the baseball hour?
Garrett Whitlock on the mound tonight against Atlanta. We'll talk Whitlock. We'll explain what the Red Sox are saying or are not saying about him. And we'll ask some big picture questions as it pertains to the team.
All right, that's coming your way after Murray gets you updated. 90 seconds, no commercials. Bruins game 5 with Charlie McAvoy back in the lineup. If you're just joining us, that has happened today. Puck drop shortly after 7. Pre-game here on 95 The Sports Hub at 6:30. We're back at it tomorrow at 2 to talk about it again. If you haven't heard yet, breaking news on the Bruins, you'll get it right here in the update. See you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.